Extern. I get some pre-shear hack to go on the recording.
Right now, hack. I went like when I got on first. I was like, should I do an introduction to why you told her? Like, hello. The following shear is not endorsed by any of the Zoom participants and should not be relied upon.
This is just the warm-up act.
I don't know if Fort even knows this, but during the when he was giving cheer from his home last year, he would stop the recording on the Zoom, but not turn off the recorder he had in front of him, and he would upload from the recorder to YU Torah. So sometimes his kids would come into the room and be like, "Abba, where's the this or the that?" And he would like stop.
I realized this over the summer that he was using a recorder, and that's why I couldn't hear anybody that was in the shear.
Yes.
He kept referring to a Rabbi Steinberger or something.
Something or another, yeah, but there was nobody. Yeah, yeah. So he was doing that. It made some for some funny comedy.
Shlimovitz. By Shlimovitz. It was. No idea who this person is. By Shlimovitz.
There's also the child. If you're gonna be late to shear, like after the day, whatever it is, I'm in my apartment a little late. Do I just stay on the Zoom the whole time, or do I like put headphones in, walk to shear, be 10 minutes late, and then switch to in person 10 minutes into shear?
So it's a dichoy shayla.
Right.
I hear you. Is this a dichoy meikara? I don't know. But Jacob, I just forgot to ask you, how is QAnon today? A new favorite religion.
Aha, now it's a recognized religion, I hear. Taco. I think we should go like alphabetically, no? Abu Dhabism and then
all the way to Zoroastrianism.
Right. We go we start with Zoroastrian, go reverse order.
Start with Zoroastrian. Okay. I'm very curious about Zoroastrianism. How it's doing. I think Gabe Gross told me that there are still some Zoroastrians somewhere.
Uh-huh.
If that sounds like a Gabe Gross idea.
Right.
Very old Minhagim.
Old man hug him. It's like Schefter's story with the guy who would always talk in the back of the shul. Right?
Which story?
I mean, in Vatican, the Rambam talks about people talking in shul too much, and that's why he stopped because there's a shas.
In the shul in Seattle on Shabbos, they don't have Chazar Sashas by Musaf. They just the Chazan says everything out loud from the beginning.
I saw that in L.A. The Sephardi Shul in L.A. did the same thing.
It's Gishmak. We should do it every day. People Mamish can keep their mouths shut. People have
Kedusha for every on Musaf, they would do Hefi Kedusha.
You should do it for Shacharis. People don't have patience. They can't keep their mouths shut.
Like, I'm surprised Corona, there weren't any cases. I know in Australia they did.
Even outside, they would do Heichi Kedusha Mincha. in the cage minion, Rabbi Simon would do Heichi Kedusha Mincha, but not for Shachris. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. You're shortening Mincha, but not Shachris? Like, right. Mincha's already short.
I had a friend in Australia, they opened up the minyanim the day before Yom Kippur.
Wow.
And Abba was whatever. Minyanim were an hour and 15 minutes long, and you got to sign up for one minyan. Because there was only 12 people allowed at every minyan.
Minyanim were so an like, hour 15?
Everything was an hour 15. So whether you got Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, or Ne'ilah, it was an hour and 15 minutes long.
Uh-huh.
So she said she had never been to a Heich Kedusha Musaf on Yom Kippur before.
Oh, wow.
But if you got a slot from 6 to 10, it was a Shachris. From 10 to 3, it was a Musaf. 3 to something was a Mincha.
That's pretty crazy.
Heich Kedusha Musaf on Yom Kippur.
Wow. That's a very long Shmona Esrei.
Yes.
So you could daven Shachris at like 7 o'clock in the morning, then not have a Musaf slot until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, nobody got to go to both Shachris and Musaf.
No, you only got 1 hour, one
you
slot.
Got one. You got one of, right. So you got one of four minyanim, you got one tefillah b'tzibur. So if you got a Shachris, it was, if you got a Musaf, it was very abbreviated. But you got a Mincha, it was almost a full Yom Kippur Mincha.
Right. Right, but at least it makes sense.
Right.
Rationalist Judaism. Mamish, we're going to be the whole shiur.
Haka, that's very confusing.
Not just the warm-up act anymore.
It would be hilarious if one time we actually just go to the Zoom room at a random time and like we get it uploaded to Y.E. Torah, just preach your hack. Oh.
Hey.
Shalom, shalom.
Okay.
Maybe you might want to start a new recording because there's not much 5 minutes of free shiur hack.
Well, I mean,
maybe closer to that.
Okay, Chevra, we're beginning the malacha of Zorea, the malacha of planting on Shabbos. And obviously, like every malacha, there is so much to say. There's just a massive amount. I'm going to try to present a few comments, more about lumdus than halacha, but obviously halacha will come up in the lumdus as well. The shiur of Zorea, like we spoke about yesterday, every malacha has a minimum amount that you're chayiv for. Chatzi shiur, there's a question whether it's the oraisa or the rabbanon, but in order to be chayiv, certainly there is a shiur by every malacha. In order to be put to death or to be chayiv a karban, etc. What's the shiur of Zorea? So Rashi tells us in the Mishnah, v'shi'uron sho'elu kegrogeres, chutz michoresh. Zot Rashi, that the shiur of all the malachos, right? Rashi writes in the Mishnah, the shiur of all the malachos, with the exception of Choresh, is a grogeres. That means the shiur of Zorea is a grogeres also. However, the Rambam in Parak Ches Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells me that the shiur of Zorea is a kol shehu. The Rambam writes that it's just like matter of fact. Shteit in Rambam, the shiur of Zorea is a kol shehu. So how do I understand this machlokes Rashi and Rambam?
Rebbe?
Yes.
What does it mean to be mechabe a kegrogeres?
To be mechabe, so I think Rashi means by shiur and shal kol elu, meaning Rashi is pausing after the sidura de pas malachos. Uh-huh. Rashi is saying that all the malachos of sidura de pas, the cheftza of malacha, so to speak, is the food. whenever I have a malacha that the chefza of that malacha is the food, the shear is a grogeres. Right, that is probably what Rashi is telling us. The shear of grogeres is only on Sidur de Pas. Hi, Yoni.
Pashas of Rashi is for Zoraya, shear of grogeres is like what you're planting or the amount of growth?
So I have two possible ways of understanding the Rashi. One way of understanding the Rashi is, and my Rebbe Rav Moshe Brown in his Sefer Tevas Moshe takes it this way. I do not think this is the Pashtus at all. But one way of understanding Rashi is that according to Rashi, you have to put a grogeres of seed in the ground. That the maisa, the pu'ula, has to be on a grogeres. The other way of understanding Rashi is that what Rashi is saying is that you plant a tiny amount, a seed, and the chiyuv sets in when it grows to a grogeres. There are two distinct ways of understanding the Rashi. If I take the first approach to Rashi, which, again, I don't like, the approach that Rabbi Moshe Brown likes. So that means, according to Rashi, I have to plant a grogeres. Whereas, according to the Rambam, I don't. This idea would connect to the idea that we mentioned a few days ago, what Rabbi Menachem Zemba has in his Sefer Totzos Chaim, Simen Ches. To what extent is Meleches Machsheves integrated in the Melacha? To what extent do I say that because your Kavana, your Machsheva is to do X, Y, or Z, that means that is the Melacha, and if you lack the Machsheva, so there's a Chisaron in the Etzem HaMelacha as opposed to just being a technical side Chisaron. So we, Rebbe Menachem Zemba in Simen Ches notes that this issue is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, and a nafgamina of this issue is what we spoke about in terms of Chatzi Shi'ur, meaning the Rambam holds that the Rashbam tells us on Daf Nun Hei in Baba Basra that the reason why I need a Shi'ur is because it's Meleches Machsheves. A malacha that doesn't have a shi'ur is a chisaron in malachas machsheves. We tried to explain what that meant, is that act has to be significant in order to be chayiv. Pachos mikashir lacks significance. Now, the Rashbam says that therefore chatzi shi'ur is going to not be osir min ha-toira, chatzi shi'ur by Shabbos, because it lacks malachas machsheves. If that's the case, the Rambam also, who tells us, and we saw this Rambam in two places, both in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes and in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Chaf Gimel, that the Rambam assumes that Chatzi Shir by Shabbos is Aser Midrabanon. That's because the Rambam holds that Meleches Machsheves integrates in the Melacha, and if there's a Chisaron in the Machsheva, there's a chisaron in your malacha. Conversely, if you have exactly the proper machshava for the Rambam, that is exactly the malacha. And that's why, says Rav Menachem Zemba, since the Rambam holds malachas machshavas is integrated in the malacha, so that's why the Rambam tells me that zomer is an av malacha. If I prune, my kavone is lahatzmiach. So even though I'm doing a maisa that is somewhat different than paradigmatic zriya, but nonetheless, since my machshava is to be zareya, the Rambam says that's enough to make it an av malacha, because for the Rambam, malachas machshavas, again, everything I'm saying now is in Rebbe Nachum Zemba. For the Rambam, malachas machshavas is integrated with the malacha. However, Rashi tells me in Ayin Gimel Midbeis that Zomer is a tolda. Zomer is not an av malacha. The fact that it's a tolda means that according to Rashi, you know what? even though you have the machshava to make it grow exactly the same as everything else, but nonetheless, that's not enough to be mechayiv you. That's not enough. I shouldn't say to be mechayiv. That's not enough to become an av malacha. Just having dimyon gamur b'machshava is not enough to be mechayiv as an av, because according to Rashi, melechas machshavas, machshava is a side and separate category. It's not a defining category of the malacha. If that's the case, says Rav Menachem Zemba, we understand why Rashi tells us on Ayin Daled that Chatzishir is usher by Melachas Shabbos. Chatzishir is usher min HaTorah, even though you don't have the proper machshava, because the Shi'ur is a din of Melachas Machshavas. You don't have the appropriate Melachas Machshavas, but because it's Chatzishir, nonetheless you could be Chayiv. Right, this is what Rav Menachem Zemba said. Ellie, give me 1 second, and then let me finish the Shtikl Torah, then I'll take your question. If that's the case, so Hanir Lofi Ani Yistagti, again, and this is Schwartz speaking. So if you don't like it, that's great. You don't have to accept any of this. But it seems to me that according to Rashi, basically, the Malacha is defined by the Pu'ula, by the Maisa that I'm doing more than anything else. The machshava is a zaitig, it's a secondary, it's a side issue. Consequently, for Rashi, in order to be chayiv, I need a pu'ula ma'od chashuvah, I have to put a grogeres in the ground. But according to the Rambam, that the machshava integrates and defines the malacha, so since when I put a seed in the ground, my machshava is that it should germinate, it should grow, etc., so therefore, that's enough for the Rambam to be chayiv. The Shi'or HaMalacha for the Rambam is a koshahu. For Rashi, the Shi'or HaMalacha is a grogeris, which might mean I put a grogeris in the ground. And perhaps this is all taloi in the Chakira, the way Rav Menachem Zemba set it up as to the extent that Machshava integrates with the definition of the Malacha. Now I can hear your question, Holly.
So according to the Rambam, the Svar of Chazil Tzrufe doesn't apply by Shabbos?
Again, Chazil Tzrufe is an interesting question. It could be, there's a few ways of saying it. One way of saying it is that Chazil Tzrufe is only when I have a Zman Hatziruf, right? So by Achila, I have a din of Kedei Achila's Praps, and that's a Zman to be Mitzdarif. By Shabbos, there's no Zman to be Mitzdarif, right? In the sense of, right, I could do a Maisa at the beginning of Shabbos, finish it off, I'm Kosev Os Achas Friday night, right after making Kiddush, and I'm Kosev the second Os in middle of Shalosh Shudis, right? There's no specific Zman of Tziruf, so it could be that there's no Chazil Tzrufe. There's a few other ways of saying it. It could be that you hold that the Kol Chelev approach is a totally different approach than Chazil Tzrufe, and the approaches completely disagree against Tosis and Yuma. There's a few ways of dealing with that issue, but our question within Chatzishir is predicated on the fact, I think the easier way of saying that question in general is whether I hold of Kol Chelev or I hold of Chazil Tzrufe, and perhaps there is a Tziruf, even without a Shir HaMetzarev. I think that's the easier way of saying it. But what we noted last time from the Prima Godem, that Kol Malacha Lo Ye'osa means Afil Malacha Kodahu, that would be a Raya that Chatzi Shir is Usher by Shabbos. We dealt with these Svaras last time we learned. Okay, so one way of learning the Rashi is that you are planting a grogeres of seed. I do not think that is the mainstream approach to Rashi. It seems to me that the more logical approach to Rashi is as follows. The more logical approach to Rashi is that I am chayiv when I put a small seed in the ground. I remember as a kid in Color War one year, we had like a song about a dry small seed is put in the ground and you water it and the water is Torah and then it grows so beautiful. It's like a Camp Monk Color War song from when I was a kid, ancient history, whatever. But you put a small seed in the ground and then it grows. And according to Rashi, when we say the shear is a grogeres, that means that the mechayiv is when it grows to a grogeres. The Rambam, however, holds that the shear is a kol shehu, meaning for the Rambam, the mechayiv is when I put that seed in the ground. If
Rabbi,
yes, sir.
So if I put a seed in the ground during Shabbos Shudas, and I can never be chayav. Nothing, no plant in the universe.
I want to talk about that in a few minutes, right? That's a good question. Maybe I could violate tons of malachos during Shabbos Shudas. I mean, the answer is no, but we'll have to explain why not. But this question as to whether I am chayiv if I put a seed in the ground, if I'm chayiv right away, which is what I'm understanding the Rambam is saying, the Rambam holds that the shear is a kol shehu, but according to Rashi, the shear is a grogeres. I would maintain what that means is that according to both, I'm putting a seed in the ground, but according to Rashi, I'm not chayiv yet until it grows to the size of a grogeres. This, of course, is the issue that's a machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash about the malacha of Zoreya, no? The Rashash is in our Mishnah. The Minchas Chinuch, I gave you two sources of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is in his discussion of the malachos, the first piece of Zoreya, and Minchas Chinuch is also a mitzvah Reish Ches Tzadi. The Gemara says, on Daf Dalet, that by the malacha of Ofe, so if I put food in the oven and you take the food out before it's krimas pnei hapas, before the bread gets a hard crust, so in that case, you're not chayiv. Right? The Gemara says on Daf Dalet that you're not chayiv for just putting bread in the oven. The chiyuv really sets in later on. Question, do I assume that Zoreya is the same as Ofe, and that by Zoreya also, the Chiyuv sets in only later on? The Rashash contends that both by Zoreya and by Ofe, the Chiyuv is only later on when it grows. And therefore, according to the Rashash, it would seem, Hasfar no senes, that if I put a seed in the ground and you just saw me doing an act that could be Chol Shabbos, based on the Svar in the Gemara Daf Dalet, you should run and dive into that hole and pull the seed out before it germinates. Because the Chiv, according to the Rashash, does not set in until later. The Rashash has a proof from many Lashonos in the Gemara in a number of places where the Gemara calls it kemunach b'kad adamya. If I put a seed in the ground, the seed is ke'ilu, it's in a jug until it begins to germinate. That's what the Rashash says. However, Rabbi Babad of Tarnopol, in his Sefer Minchas Chinuch, so the Minchas Chinuch maintains that there's a fundamental difference between Ofe and Zoreya. Although by Ofe, the Gemara says, Mechiyav does not set in until it has krimas pnei hapas, until it really begins to harden, etc. But by Zoreya, Mechiyav is right away. That's what the Minchas Chinuch maintains. And the reason to be mechalik between the two is not pashut. Hasvar no senes l'cha'orif. You would ask me, I would say that machshava rishona l'fum rihata, I would argue that the Rashash is correct, that all malachos that take place over time, all malachos which are a process, if you arrest the process, so you should not be chayv. I'd assume that the Rashash should be correct. The Minchas Chinuch, however, give me 1 second, Yoni. Let me finish the sentence. The Minchas Chinuch, however, argues that the Lashon, he's making a linguistic point. I don't think he's saying any fundamental lumdus. If you look at Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Ches Tzadi, he just says, Ofeh means you bake. It's not called baking until it's baked. Zoreya means you seed. the lashon of hazoreya means you put a seed in. That's zoreya. So therefore, I'm chayiv from the sha'a rishona according to by zoreya, but by ofam not chayiv until it actually has krimas punim. Now, Nady's point as to the fact that maybe according to the Rashash, you don't violate the Malacha of Zoreya if you put a seed in the ground during Shalosh Shudas, because the Malacha is when it begins to germinate. So the Rashash himself contends that that's not correct, because the Rashash says you're going to be Chayav Lumafreya Misha'a Rishona. Right? If you arrest the process, so then you're not Chayav. But if ultimately it begins to germinate, so then the Zman HaChiyuv was the Shah Rishona. That's what the Rashash says. Yoni, now I'm ready for your comments.
Yeah, I actually think the Minhag Chinuch makes more sense, because while we talk about in Melachat Ofer or Bishul, they were focused on like the end product of food being prepared, ready to eat. So there we care about the end product. But by Zoreya, you don't care about the end product of Zoreya either. I don't care about the plants. I care about, you know, the plant's byproducts. I then have to go through a bunch of other malachot until I finally get the food that I can eat. I don't
I would argue that your exact svara is a reason why the Rashash is correct. In other words, all of these malachos, the first 11, are sidur d'pas. Sidur d'pas means I'm in the process of making bread. Now, if I begin a process and I don't finish it, so then I haven't yet begun the process of making bread. Zoreya is, right? Well, whether Choresh is before Zoreya or not, we'll have to discuss. But you have Zoreya, then Kotzer. One could argue that the idea is that you need all the prerequisites. And Kol's mind, you didn't complete that first course. You never completed Psych 101. You never completed Zoreya, right? So you can't possibly get to the next stage of Kotzer and move on. So I think, I don't know, I would argue that if anything, all the malachos of Sidur Depas are teleological. They're all grounded in what my ultimate outcome will be, which is Pas. And consequently, if I arrest the process at any stage, so I can't be chayiv.
Right, so I'd argue that since theologically, you can't be chayav because you're not going to get they're not going to get to bread during Melacha Zoreya. So Zoreya itself has no value. Therefore, you have to, if you're going to be mechayav Zoreya, you're going to have to mechayav it based on the action itself, based on the mitzvah.
So I don't know. I would maintain that, first of all, I think, again, we're arguing about what the Svara Chitzone is, which is like an interesting argument. But I do think that all of Sidur d'Pas are supposed to be governed by the same rules, l'cha'ora, and therefore, just like I'm focused on the outcome of bread, so all the stages, for some reason, Chazal defines Sidur d'Pas as 11 discrete stages. But each discrete stage has to be completed to move on to the next one. So I could hear, my inclination is that the Rashash is more correct. You know, I can't take a Shavua to this effect, obviously, but it seems to me that the Rashash is more correct. It seems to you the Minchas Tinuch is more correct. But be it as it may, we have this massive machlokus about Zoreya. Ellie?
So that's like 2 points. Is the Rashash like the Nanuki Yosef and...
So the Nemuke Yosef and Bava Kama. How does the Rashash fit into the Nemuke Yosef? Remember, the Nemuke... So, first of all, let's go slowly. The Nemuke Yosef is working only within the pinyan of Isho Mishom Chitzov. And the Nemuke Yosef is saying it only about Ish. So his question of lighting candles on Friday, how can you possibly be... how can that be permitted if you hold Isho Mishom Chitzov? Right? I understand that Nemuke Yosef to be limited within Eish, and I don't think he's saying global categories within all malachos. That's my hanocha about that Nemuke Yosef. Obviously, within Achronim, I didn't take a look. just because I am not so great at time management, but there is a piece of Rimachol Forschlager in the Teres Michael about that Nemuka Yosef and how it relates to Malachos and this Minchas Chinuch Rashash. Maybe for tomorrow I'll have a chance to take a look at that. But for the time being, I'm inclined that they're not exactly the same, that we could limit that Nemuka Yosef to cases of Eish.
And also, according to the Menchas Chinuch, would you be over on Kotzer if you take that seed out of the ground?
So would I violate Kotzer if I take the seed out of the ground? So here's the thing. I can't violate Kotzer until it begins to sprout. Right? If it begins to sprout, then I can violate Kotzer. But am I supposed to take the seed out of the ground and violate an Isser Derabbanan of Muktzah, let's say, to prevent you from violating an Isser Deraisa of Zoreya? That's the analogous case. Ridias Hapas, right, or removing the bread, that's an Isser Derabbanan. Should I violate that Isser to prevent you from violating the Deraisa? Or do I assume that Shoin Farfalan? Do I say, listen, you put the seed in the ground, it's over? The Minchas Chinuch would say there is zero gained by removing that seed because you already violated the malacha the moment when you put it in the ground.
Even though there's no Isidoraisa
to remove it, but you don't accomplish anything by removing it, says the Minchas Chinuch, because you already violated the entire malacha, so someone else comes and removes the seed, so all that person did is he himself did an Isser of Muktzah, but he didn't prevent you from doing the Isser Deraisa of Zareya. Your Isser Deraisa is done. Now, I should note that there are other areas of halacha where Zareya comes up. For example, the Mishnah is at the beginning of Masechta Shvi'is. Next year is Shemitah, Rav Hussari. Tov Shem Pei Beis is Shemitah, so we have to start learning. So there is a din of Tosefes Shvi'is, which was Nisbatel already, but there is such a din in the Mishnayis of Tosefes Shvi'is. That means I cannot plant within a certain amount of time, 2 weeks, a month, whatever it is, before Shvi'is begins, because that will... either because Bechar Shubakasar Tishbois, I have a pasuk that teaches me this in Tosefes Shvi'is, but ultimately the real issue seems to be the way Rav Shimon Gamliel says it in the first Mishnayis of Shvi'is. The idea is that when stuff begins to grow on Shemitah, there's an Isser. By Shemitah, the Torah says, V'shavtah ha'aretz Shabbat l'Hashem. The Isser is that you want the ground to rest. So it could be that on Shvi'is, the Isser is the ground creating something to germinate, and the pu'ula is less essential than the chalos of it beginning to grow. Meaning, even the Minchas Chinuch, who says that Zoreya on Shabbos is going to be usher the moment you put it in the ground, but Zoreya on Shvi'is, we could say, and the Minchas Chinuch himself does say, there are two tiers within Shvi'is. Putting it in the ground is Zoreya. Then there's a further Zoreya when it begins to grow. That's a special din in Shvi'is. Elsewhere in Halacha, the Malacha is just putting it in the ground. Now, for some reason, the Minchas Chinuch brings a raya from Kil'ei HaKerem. Now, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Ches Tzadi brings a raya from Kilei HaKeren. Lefi Dvareinu, it's very hard to compare the Isser of Zoreya in other areas of Halacha to the Isser Zoreya B'Shabbos. Right? We always have an open question as to whether Shabbos is the same as everything or Shabbos is different than everything. The fact that it's Haner Lafini Stati, the fact that Minchas Chinuch tries to prove it from Kilei HaKerem, I think is debatable. But let's just go back. Minchas Chinuch assumes that Afiya is goal-oriented, it's teleological, but Zoreya is the moment you put it in the ground. what is the chiluk between Afia and Zariah? So the Minchas Chinuch himself says it's just linguistic. The word ofeh means it bakes. However, there are other possibilities as to what the chiluk is. We could suggest that the chiluk is as follows. The chiluk might be that when I put something, when I do zareya, I'm misalik es yaday. I put it in the ground. The continued cooking is something, the continued germinating of the seed, the continued maturing, ripening of that seed is bidei shamayim. So I'm not involved in it. As opposed to ofe, when I put something in the oven, I'm constantly checking to make sure that it is cooking, baking properly. And as such, one could argue that the malacha is not done until the very end. Because there is human involvement in the malacha of ofe, so therefore, ofe is a malacha that you were not misalik yourself the moment you put it in the ground, the moment you put it in. You keep on being involved, and as such, you can't say that that first moment is the moment of chiyuv. However, by Zaria, that first moment, the cha'ora, should be the moment of the chiyuv. Now, Yoni?
Is that really true, though? Like, I mean, I'm not a farmer, but my impression is that farmers are very, like, on top of, like, every, you know, crop that they have.
I was going to say the opposite point of some people are just absent-minded bakers. They just want to follow a recipe. They say the recipe says put it in the oven for 45 minutes. 45 minutes, I take it out. I don't look at it.
So, again, so I agree with both of you. I think this svara is a very, very... I don't want to say wrong, but it seems wrong to me. Now, again, I would argue perhaps that there's a difference between baking and cooking in terms of how involved you are. When I bake, I'm very involved before I put it in the oven. Once I put it in the oven, I have no involvement until it gets near the end of the time when it's supposed to be done. Right? When it's around, if it's supposed to bake for 45 minutes, so around 40 minutes, I'm going to start going with my toothpick and checking. But the first 40 minutes, I do nothing. Cooking, I think I'm more involved the entire time. I'm checking on it. I'm stirring it, etc. Whether Zoreya, to say that you forget about it the moment you put it in the ground, I don't know. Like, the psukim, if anything, sound like this is not true. And the Metzius is it's not true. The Pesukim say that the difference between Eretz Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael is that in Eretz Mitzrayim, v'hishgisa b'raglecha kegan hayarak, that like the Nile just like feeds the stuff naturally. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to be involved and daven for the rain to come. I think the farmers are more involved in, the farmers are more involved.
Maybe that's like starting with Harisha.
I'm not sure that that's correct. I think even after Zariah, let's assume the Harisha is before Zariah, but after you plant something, you're going to go, and the Mishnayos and Shavuos talk about Menachesh, and in Shabbos also, is weeding a part of the Zariah process? The very fact that there's a conversation about weeding indicates that you're not completely masalik es yodcha from it. I don't know. There is a difference also that some say it's related. Rebbe Nachum Zemba has this distinction between something that's gomra bidei odam and gomra bidei shamayim, which means that even though you continue to be involved in Zaria, but lamaisa, you know that it's not up to you. Afia and Bishul, if it goes wrong, you'll blame yourself. Zoreya, if it goes wrong, you'll blame the Ribono Shel Olam. If that's the case, so then perhaps that's the distinction within the Minchas Chinuch world, that after I put it in the ground, I'm done. Not that I'm done and that I don't do any more Maisa, but I'm done in that. I won't take responsibility for failure.
It's take kind... responsibility for the success.
Right. So people might take responsibility for the success, right? The Torah says not to do that. But people certainly won't take responsibility for the failure. Again, I saw this idea in Reb Menachem Zemba at the end of Simen Ches. Reb Menachem Zemba has a few letters. So it's Michtav Daled at the end of Simen Ches in the Totos Chaim, where he makes this suggestion. I don't know. I think it's possible. Again, nothing is Mukhrach. Another distinction that I heard years ago when I was learning Shabbos, Dani Ganek. So he had this following Svara. He thought that it depends on what the chafza of the malacha is. Is the chafza by afiyah, clearly the chafza of the malacha is the bread. By zriya, is the chafza of the malacha bread or seeds or food, or is the chafza of the malacha the ground? Yesh lachkar, again, what exactly this term chafza of malacha is itself is up for some discussion, but it could be that the malacha of Zireya is focused on the ground, not focused on the seed. Any way I slice it, though, Hader Lofianistaiti is that the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam has echoes, to use the Rabbi Rosenzweig term, has echoes of this machlokas Rashash and Minchas Chinuch, meaning that according to Rashi, that the malacha is the gregeris, the way we're understanding now, that means that it has to grow to the point of gregeris to be chayiv, that would mean like the rashash, whereas according to the minchas chinuch, that would sound more like the Rambam, that you're chayiv just for putting a zera in the ground. Just to give you a few sources in Shulchan Aruch where this issue comes up, look in Simin Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches and the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Shin Yud Aleph Sif Ches. This is a halacha that we already encountered when we were learning Mukta, the halacha of Tiltum and Atzad. The Gemara Kuf Chaf Gimel says that Tiltum and Atzad is permitted, right? Taisus explained that Tiltum and Atzad Latzayef Dov HaMutter. The case is that I stick a kusher karkar in the ground to pull out the to pull out that radish that I stuck in the ground. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the tiltum and atzad to pull the radish out with the toothpick is permitted only if it's lo hishrish v'lo niskavein lizriya. Meaning to say, if your kavona is lizriya, so then you cannot pull it out right away. Apparently, if your kavona is for Zariya, the simple reading of the Mechaber is that you already violated the Malacha. And if you already violated the Malacha of Zariya, you can't pull it out because pulling it out would be the Malacha of Kotzer. L'cha'ora, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, where it says, lo niskavein lizariya, would mean that if you have kavona lizriya, you can never pull it out because you already violated the malacha, and that would sound like the minchas chinuch. However, the Magen Avraham is bothered by Yakasha. He says, tzarechi in godol, that in simin shin yud se'if beis, we say the chitin shezra'an bekarka is mutter. Shin yud se'if beis basically says, chitim shezeroten bekarka v'adayin lo hishrishu are not mukta. It's not mukta. Why is it not mukta? The Magen Avraham asks. If we say in Shin Yud Aleph that when you have kavona lizriya, it's a problem, so then it should be usur to pull that chitim off of the ground because that would be kotzer. So the Magen Avraham asks this kasha, and the Magen Avraham, I think, is disagreeing for this entire din. The Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Aleph Oschaf Beis says that the Mechaber is wrong. When the Mechaber says that if you have Kavona Lizriya, you violated Zoreya at the first moment, which sounds Minchas Chinuchtik, the Magen Avraham completely disagrees with that Mechaber. The Mishnah Brura, however, in Shin Yud Aleph Se'if Katin Chaf Zayin, the Mishnah Brura writes, Ayin Magen Avraham Shehiksha Alze Mehode Kaimalon in the Gemara V'huva la'el simin shin yud sif beis d'chidin shazram b'karka v'adayin lo hishrishu mutu l'lachton l'achlan umi kol makom ein lazuz mipsak ha-mechaber d'kein nimsa b'kama rishaynim v'ahid la'el tirit sami'iri d'mayri kishalo hayu azram adayin mechusin b'afar. Meaning, the Mishnah Brura is inclined that you violate the Isser of Zoreya the moment you put it in the ground. However, in Shin Yud, Se'if Beis, I'm allowed to take the Chitin off the ground after I put it on the ground, because in that case, I put the Chitin on the ground and I never covered those Chitin with dirt. That's what the Mishnah Brura writes. Now, this itself is a Chiddush in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura is saying you only violate the Malacha of Zoreya when you cover something with dirt. If you put something in the ground and you don't cover it, the Mishnah Brura is quoting from the Me'iri. Right? Again, this is Mishnah Brura L'shitasa that he quotes new Rishonim like the Me'iri. The Mishnah Brura is quoting from the Me'iri that you put it in the ground and you don't cover it with dirt, you do not violate Zoreya. That itself is a suffix in the Magen Avos. Whether the Malach of Zoreya is only if you cover the seed with dirt, or is the Malach of Zoreya even without covering the seed? So Shin Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin, is assuming that you only violate Zoreya when it's covered, and the case in Shin Yud is when it's not covered. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, Zoreya is violated that first moment that the seed is covered, even before it germinates.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Sort of two things. One, as Rebbe said before, that you don't violate kotzer unless it germinates. So even if it's under the ground, you should be able to still take it out. And also, what's the point of taking it off the ground if you didn't? If you're not going to violate Zoreya anyway, like
I think taking
it off the ground.
Let's go slowly. The Magen Avraham understands that according to the Mechaber, if I put something in the ground and I have kavona lizriya, I violated the Isser Zoreya, and therefore I am not allowed to pluck it out of the ground even before it germinates. And the Magen Avraham says the Mechaber is wrong. But the Magen Avraham understands that you're not allowed to pull something out of the ground. Again, whether it's actually kotzer or whether it is something akin to kotzer, right, but not actual kotzer, I don't care that much. But the question is, can I pull it out of the ground before it germinates if I have kavanah lizriya? The Mechaber says no. Meaning, according to the Mechaber, like the Minchas Chinuch, you put something in the ground, you violate it right away. But according to the Magen Avraham, you don't violate it until it begins to grow. And therefore, the Magen Avraham argues with that Mechaber in Shin Yud Aleph Se'if Ches. Let's do another din with this issue of the Minchas Chinuch versus the Rashash, or Rashi versus the Rambam, whatever you want to call it, another case for this. Turn to Shin Lamed Vav Se'if Yud Aleph. This is based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Dalet says that if I throw Pishton into the water, by the way, I just gave a share in Mesechah Sukkah and Daf Yud Beis, there's like 11 processes involved in taking Pishton from being just a plant and making it into thread. One of those processes is called reddling. Reddling is that you take that flax, and the flax is like a hard outer shell, and you soak it in water, and it begins to break that hard stuff of the flax down. And it also begins to have the pieces attached to each other when you do that. The Gemara says that if I throw pishtun into the water, I am chayiv for some issue of lush. The malacha of lush involves combining solids and liquids. You violate lush when you throw the pishtun into the water. What about if I throw chitim into the water? Do I violate the malacha of zayre'a when I throw chitim into the water? So the Gemara sounds like the issue is only by pishtun, and the issue is only by is only based on lush, and there's no malach of zireya when you throw stuff into the water. By the way, stuff begins to germinate when you throw it into the water, right? Everyone at some point in life has taken some avocado pit and stuck it with toothpicks in water, and you begin to watch the roots come out, no? Isn't this like a standard thing that you did in nursery school? Right? Am I the only one who went to nursery? I went to nursery 3 times, by the way. I kept on being left back because I didn't know how to cut. Like, what can we do? It still traumatizes me. But the point is that Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Aleph, Hashor Rechita Musa Orim Mekiyotim B'mayim Hareza told us Zayreya B'chaya B'kol Shehu. If I soak Chitim and Sa'irim in the water, I'm Chayiv B'kol Shehu. If I soak it in the water. Frek the Magen Avram, I don't understand. How come if you're chayiv by chitim and so'irim, you're not chayiv by pishtun? So the Magen Avraham answers that the chiyuv in that Gemara in Zvachim Tzadi Dalad by the pishtun is that you're chayiv right away. The moment you put it into the water, you're chayiv mishum lush. But by the chitim and the so'irim, you're only chayiv. The chitim and so'irim ain't chayiv ela b'shore zman aruch kemo chaytzi hayom. Right, the Magen Avraham says that the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is not that you're zorek the chitim, but you're shayre the chitim. And the Magen Avraham understands that you're only chayiv if you throw it into the water and you leave it there for half the day. If you don't leave it there for a long time, you're not chayiv. That means l'cha ora, that the Magen Avraham Lashit Hasso, I would say, holds that the malacha of Zayre'a is only when it begins to germinate, and it takes time. When I throw that chitim into the water, I'm not yet chayiv. I'm only chayiv when it's shayre, when I leave it there for a chetzi yom, because at that point it begins to germinate. Maisim b'chol yom, says the Magen Avraham, shenosnim chitim l'mayim achilun l'behemis. If I want to feed my animals, I put chitim into the water and the animal eats it right away. There's no iser of putting the chitim into the mayim. This is putting the chitim in the mayim and shore the chitim, which means it'll germinate. And I would contend that the Magen Avraham is l'shit hasso, in that he holds that the malacha of zayre'a is only if it germinates. However, look in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura writes in Os Nun Aleph. The Mishnah Brura writes, "Detekef mishenasan l'mayim chayiv, af agav delo yatzmichu ela la'achar kama yamim." Right, you see that Mishnah Brura in Shin Lamed Vav Os Nun Aleph. Yachayiv tekef right away. Shar Hatzion Os Mem Vav. The Linira, that even the Magen Avraham agrees to this, right? The Mishnah Brura, I think, is pulling the wool over our eyes. He says, even the Magen Avraham agrees, umimayit rakim nasim l'chatchila al zman mu'at, delo efshar sheyatzmiach b'zah hazman, avam nasim al zman chetzi hayom, afil nasim b'yayim hashab, b'sar l'chashecha chayiv, etc., dumya d'zireya b'zah hazman. Meaning, I am reading that the Mishnah Brura is saying the chiyuv sets in right away. The Mishnah Brura tries to interpret the Magen Avraham as agreeing with him, but it seems to me, based on that other Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Aleph, we cannot say that. Rather, I would contend that the Magen Avraham is saying that the chiyuv is only when it germinates, And the Mishnah Berurah is saying when the chiyuv is when you put it in right away. And the Mishnah Berurah agrees with the Minchas Chinuch, and the Magen Avraham is closer to the Rashash. However, the Pashtus is...
Why should you be chayev ever if there's no dirt?
Yeah, great kasha. How can you possibly be chayev if there's no dirt? So you ever heard of hydroponics? Stuff grows without dirt, no? And I think the chayev adam might say you make a shahakwa on hydroponics. But does that mean that you're not chayev for zireya? Because it's not a bari priha adoma? I don't know. I don't think so.
Hydroponics isn't, you can't just stamazoi take any seeds. They're like specialized stuff.
You have to know what you're doing, right? There's specialized seeds. You have to put in the right place. And Okanami. But this leads to the next point I wanted to make, which is that Shin Lamed Vav L'cha'ora is not the normal type of zoreya. Normal zoreya is that I put seeds in the ground. Shin Lamed Vav, I put seeds in the water. At best or at worst, depending on your perspective, when you put seeds in the water, the chiyuv is going to be a tolda, not the av malacha. The av malacha is only when you put it in the dirt. If that's the case, so then, and again, I saw this, that my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Brown, has this idea in his sefer, though I'm saying it all differently than he says it. But if I put seeds in water, in the worst case scenario, it can be a tolda. But to be a tolda, there has to have some dimyon to the av. That dimyon can either be mitzad hapu'ula or mitzad hachalos. If I put seeds in the water, there's no dimyon mitzad hapu'ula. Elamai, you want to be chayiv? You can only be chayiv if there's a dimyon mitzad hachalos, which means it begins to germinate. If that's the case, so the Magen Avraham, and I saw, this isn't, by the way, only Rabbi Brown. If you look in our friend, the Shvisas HaShabbos, in the Shvisas HaShabbos in Malach of Zoreya, Ostes, he has this idea, that perhaps the reason why, let's say the Minchas Chinuch is right, and your chayv is zoreya the moment you put it in the ground. But nonetheless, that might be only the av malach of zoreya. But the tolda, when I put chitim into the mayim, so that tolda can only be chayiv when it begins to germinate. So the Magen Avraham in Shin Lamed Vav, when he says it has to begin to germinate, maybe he's only saying that about the tolda. Now again, Hanir Lofianis, thank you. This is not correct within the Magen Avraham. I think I expressed my opinion about the Magen Avraham being the Shitasa from Shin Yud Aleph to Shin Lamed Vav. But nonetheless, the idea that the Shvisas HaShabbos presents, I think, is worthy of thinking about. I want to talk some.
But maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, why the Mishnah Berurah thinks the Magen Avraham would agree also.
Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah thinks the Magen Avraham would agree. So you're saying maybe that's the pshat, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that that's the pshat. If the Mishnah Berurah would have said that pshat, I'd be much happier with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah there in the Shar HaTzion, I closed the book, in Shar HaTzion Os Mem Vav, is saying that if your kavanah is that you should leave it there until it germinates, then you're chayiv from right away. Which is sort of an in-between approach between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch, no? The chiyuv is going to be right away when my kavanah is that it should be there long enough to germinate. But if my kavanah is, right, and if that's the case, once my kavanah is that it should be there long enough to germinate, so you don't gain anything by arresting the process. That's what would emerge in the Mishnah Berurah. I think the Mishnah Berurah is not being mechalek between the av and the tolda, which is very different than what we're suggesting. Okay, gentlemen, any questions or comments? Okay, you should have a wonderful day. I want to continue a little more about Zoreya tomorrow. I'm not sure if I gave Mikoros about Otzitz Nakov and Otzitz She'ino Nakov. Part of me would like to do this because it's very relevant for Shavuos. Part of me feels that that might take us afield. Let me think about this tonight and I'll try to tell you tomorrow morning what we'll do, but we'll have at least one more shiur on Zoreya. There's enough material for like three or four shiur on Zoreya, but I'm trying to keep a certain pace, just so that I don't get bored. Okay.
Rebbe's coming back to Korea. I'm gonna ask for.
So I want to talk about that Taisus later on in the semester.
That was the next thing.
Right. Yeah, I decided to skip that point. When we get to kosher, I want to come back to that Taisus. I feel like I'm not ready to deal with that sugya just yet. I know it's on the Makoros already, but we'll conquer it later on. Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you.